Well, my dad was a drummer. He's from the Valley, and he put himself through college with a music scholarship and was a salesman also. And my mother loved to play the Spanish guitar, and Spanish is our second language, so she loved to instill that in us by playing her favorite Mexican folk songs and having us sing with her. That was our Spanish lesson.
Were you a sort of Partridge family?
Did you? We pretty much just performed like at school recitals or for the mailman or any friends and family that came to visit or for holidays. But it was always with so many children in the house. My dad was a traveling salesman 6 days out of the week. So it was either, music in the house, or on weekends, my mother would take us to see the old MGM musicals and Hitchcock films on the weekends, double features, and in San Antonio. And that was our dose of film, which is why one of my brothers became a maverick filmmaker. And it's just exciting to have that stirring in the household and have it accepted. If my parents didn't allow that, I wouldn't be here today. So.
You mentioned your brother getting into theater and that sort of thing, but you've actually also done some acting as well. How is that different from, how's being an actress different from being a singer?
You know, when we were little, we're only a year and a half apart, and when he did El Mariachi, I was so proud of him, but he's had, like, things in the archives of when he would put all of us in his films. So these are films people will never see, but we were his actors in his films before El Mariachi. And for me, music has always been a passion, and it's easier for me to write a song rather than go on an audition. And I lived in New York for about 10 years and did that, and it was fun for the time. But now I'm back in Austin and making my own albums and being able to tour Europe. So I email him, if I'm in wherever I'm performing, even here, I'll be emailing him from here. So I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so he's doing his passion, I'm doing mine. It's easier for me, though, to do the music because it's more accessible and just going off for any part, they don't just come to you. You have to really live in either New York or L.A. to even have that at your door. So,
you mentioned playing Europe, which you've done extensively. You're going to be in Europe a lot this coming year. There's some great pictures at your website, patriciavon.com. One of you in front of the Lithuanian Music Festival. And there looked to be tens of thousands of people out there.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Is it different for either of you if you're in front of tens of thousands in a country where neither of the languages you speak is the native language? Is that any different at all, your attitude towards performance, or whether you're at a club in Austin or San Antonio or San Francisco?
That's a really good question. You know, I remember the adrenaline being in front of all those people. There's more freedom to move around on a big stage, and you're pretty much performing, in your zone, as if you're in front of, in a pub, performing as a more intimate crowd, and you can name people in the audience that you know and be more intimate. I love them all. They're all a challenge, and they're all very different, but that was definitely a high, because these people are hungry for music over there, and since my music's bilingual, and I pull out the castanets, because my ancestors are from Spain and Mexico, it's like the cultural shock, not really shock, but like a cultural difference that we can bring to them. And then telling them we're from Texas, that's like, unusual. They think we all ride horses and wear cowboy hats. But so it's good for me, too, because that influences my songwriting.
Robert, can you say hello?
Hello.
Are you a native Texan?
I'm not. I'm a Yankee. I'm from New England. I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
And been doing music professionally since 15. Playing the mafia bars back home. And that's what you did because they owned all the bars. And if you're in my line of work, you're working for wise guys. But those days are long gone. I survived.
You're saying this but you're serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I won't mention any names.
No.
Most of those guys are dead or in jail. But this was many, many years ago. And eventually I had a band called The Sighs, S-I-G-H-S. And we had a song called Think About Soul that got a lot of radio airplay and so on and so on. But one thing led to another, and we were playing in New York City a lot. And we got quite popular there. And that's where I met Patricia on July 17th, 1990. And I wound up moving to New York City. And then eventually we wound up working together. And so it's been fantastic. It's been about 15 years, something like that. And this will be our 20th tour of Europe. So it's really going well. It's a real passion for both of us.
Well, can you perform a song for us?
You got it.
All right. Here's a song called Blood on the Tracks. It's from our second album called Guitars and Castanets.
One, two, three. Give me one more day, I'll be walking in the sun. Finally had to leave that world behind. We ain't ever going back. We ain't never going back. Well, they talk about our wicked lives, whisper that we never should have come here. Caught up in a trap, gonna tear us down to last. I'll hold you close, dear. Hear me when I say I can't spend another night hanging on the edge of that line. We ain't ever going back. We ain't ever going back. Our hearts have been scarred, there's blood on the tracks. We ain't ever going back. Time after time, we keep hoping just to find our fields of gold here. Ooh. Put your hand in mine, honey, cross that borderline. Hear me when I say I can't spend another night hanging on the edge of that line. We ain't ever going back. We ain't ever going back. Our hearts have been scarred. There's blood on the tracks. We ain't ever going back.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sonata.
You are writing a song with Alejandro Escovedo?
Yeah, just
right?
Yesterday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were in Austin. I had a meeting room at the Driscoll Hotel. He walked in with his guitar, and it was like a dream come true. So I would love my next album, to be all co-writes with some of my favorite artists, and he's one of them.
You have castanets here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we saw you warming up before we started taping. How do you... What? They make a lot of noise.
They are, especially if you play piano. It's like playing a piano with your fingers. You just do it on a castanet. It's very easy. And the right hand is the rhythmic one. The left hand is the bass. So the bass just hits once. But it's... If I can learn, you can learn.
Don't let her fool you, though. It's not that easy. I've been in the band a long time. I still can't do it.
I was going to say, I was watching her during when you guys were warming up, and I don't think it's easy.
Oh, my goodness. It is, really. People go, is that all? But it takes, once you do it over and over, you'll get that rhythmic one, the fast one. But I'll show you on this next song.
Okay. Could we hear it, please?
Sure. What's the name of the song?
This one is called Fuente Vaqueros, and it's the hometown of the Spanish poet Federico García Lorca.
Fuente Vaqueros, La Joya. Fuente Vaqueros, fuente de la vida, fuente Vaqueros, fuente de la vida. Pueblito perdido en un santuario en las orillas de Río Eni, en la hermosa provincia de Granada, hay una joya coronada, hay una joya coronada. Puente Vaquero, Puente Vaqueros, la joya, puente de la vida. Puente Vaqueros, puente Vaqueros, la joya, puente de la vida. Puente de la vida, de la abundancia, hoy en las guitarras y castañuelas, dio su primera luz el día en el pueblo donde nació Puente Vaqueros, donde nació Puente Vaqueros, donde nació Puente Vaquero. Por sus sueños y la oscuridad, en aguas heladas, por la muerte cuando entró en la plaza, bajo la luna se detuvo a escuchar los ríos cantando bajo los árboles de olivos, donde escucha el murmullo del agua, bajo los árboles de olivos, en la provincia de Granada.
Fantastic. PatriciaVonn.com.
Yes.
That's V-O-N-N-E.
Yes.
The new CD is worth it. Also guitars and castanets.
Mm-hmm.
And two other CDs.
And
well.
The Firebird.
Firebird.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you both so much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For
Thank
having
you.
Us.